Welcome to Club English, your source for on-the-go ESL materials. We're here to help you learn English, so if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, be sure to send an email to clubenglish@summit-esl.com. That's clubenglish@summit-esl.com. This past Sunday was Easter. Even though Easter is the day on which Christians celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, many people in the U.S. observe it as a secular holiday celebrating the arrival of spring. Due to its connection to the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus, the date of Easter is tied closely to the Jewish holiday of Passover, and so is based on the lunar calendar. Since Passover is celebrated in conjunction with the full moon, the Church decided to celebrate Easter on the first Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal equinox, which is the day in spring when day and night are of equal length. Consequently, the date of Easter is not fixed, but jumps around from year to year. In particular, in some years, Easter falls extremely early. In 2008, for example, Easter fell on March 23rd, one of the earliest dates possible. The main figure in a non-religious celebration of Easter is the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny brings children a basket full of colored eggs, chocolates, particularly rabbit-shaped chocolate, jelly beans, marshmallow chicks, marshmallow eggs, and other sweet things that give dentists nightmares. Oftentimes, a cuddly stuffed animal or other toy will be included in the Easter basket. It is also somewhat customary to dress up in a new Easter outfit. For girls, this means wearing a new dress and hat, or bonnet, and boys will put on new pants, suit coat, and tie. The winter clothes are put away and exchanged for the fresh new fashions of spring. Most people do not do Easter decorations, but it is traditional to get a white lily known as an Easter lily. Its Latin name is Lilium longiflorum. Interestingly enough, this flower is native to Japan. The flowers are very fragrant, and the white color symbolizes purity. If you have pets, however, be careful. The Easter lily is extremely poisonous to cats. Other Easter traditions include eating a special dinner, generally ham or lamb. Most stores are closed on Easter, but a number of restaurants remain open, so some people prefer to go out to eat instead of cooking an elaborate dinner at home. Next, we'll listen to a well-known story. It has nothing to do with Easter, but it is about rabbits, so I thought I'd share it with you today. The story was written over 100 years ago by a British woman called Beatrix Potter. It's the story of Peter Rabbit. The text is widely available on the internet, so you can easily find a copy to follow along if you wish. Let's listen. The Tale of Peter Rabbit by Beatrix Potter. Once upon a time, there were 4 little rabbits, and their names were Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter. They lived with their mother in a sandbank underneath the root of a very big fir tree. "Now, my dears," said old Mrs. Rabbit one morning, "you may go into the fields or down the lane, but don't go into Mr. McGregor's garden. Your father had an accident there. He was put in a pie by Mrs. McGregor. Now run along and don't get into mischief. I'm going out." Then old Mrs. Rabbit took a basket and her umbrella and went through the wood to the baker's. She bought a loaf of brown bread and 5 currant buns. Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail, who were good little bunnies, went down the lane to gather blackberries. But Peter, who was very naughty, ran straight away to Mr. McGregor's garden and squeezed under the gate. First he ate some lettuces and some French beans, and then he ate some radishes. And then, feeling rather sick, he went to look for some parsley. But round the end of a cucumber frame, whom should he meet but Mr. McGregor? Mr. McGregor was on his hands and knees planting out young cabbages, but he jumped up and ran after Peter, waving a rake and calling out, "Stop, thief!" Peter was most dreadfully frightened. He rushed all over the garden, for he had forgotten the way back to the gate. He lost one of his shoes among the cabbages, and the other shoe amongst the potatoes. After losing them, he ran on four legs and went faster, so that I think he might have got away altogether if he had not unfortunately run into a gooseberry nut and got caught by the large buttons on his jacket. It was a blue jacket with brass buttons, quite new. Peter gave himself up for lost and shed big tears, but his sobs were overheard by some friendly sparrows who flew to him in great excitement and implored him to exert himself. Mr. McGregor came up with a sieve, which he intended to pop upon the top of Peter, but Peter wriggled out just in time, leaving his jacket behind him, and rushed into the tool shed and jumped into a can. It would have been a beautiful thing to hide in if it not had so much water in it. Mr. McGregor was quite sure that Peter was somewhere in the tool shed, perhaps hidden underneath a flower pot. He began to turn them over carefully, looking under each. Presently, Peter sneezed. "Achoo!" Mr. McGregor was after him in no time and tried to put his foot upon Peter, who jumped out of a window, upsetting three plants. The window was too small for Mr. McGregor, and he was tired of running after Peter. He went back to his work. Peter sat down to rest. He was out of breath and trembling with fright, and he had not the least idea which way to go. Also, he was very damp with sitting in that can. After a time, he began to wander about, going lippity-lippity, not very fast, and looking all around. He found a door in the wall, but it was locked, and there was no room for a fat little rabbit to squeeze underneath. An old mouse was running in and out over the stone doorstep, carrying peas and beans to her family in the wood. Peter asked her the way to the gate, but she had such a large pea in her mouth that she could not answer. She only shook her head at him. Peter began to cry. Then he tried to find his way straight across the garden, but he became more and more puzzled. Presently, he came to a pond where Mr. McGregor filled his water cans. A white cat was staring at some goldfish. She sat very, very still, but now and then the tip of her tail twitched as if it were alive. Peter thought it best to go away without speaking to her. He had heard about cats from his cousin, little Benjamin Bunny. He went back toward the tool shed, but suddenly, quite close to him, he heard the noise of a hoe. Scritch, scratch, scratch, scritch. Peter scuttered underneath the bushes, but presently, as nothing happened, he came out and climbed upon a wheelbarrow and peeped over. The first thing he saw was Mr. McGregor hoeing onions. His back was turned toward Peter, and beyond him was the gate. Peter got down very quietly off the wheelbarrow and started running as fast as he could go along a straight walk behind some black currant bushes. Mr. McGregor caught sight of him at the corner, but Peter did not care. He slipped underneath the gate and was safe at last in the wood outside the garden. Mr. McGregor hung up the little jacket and the shoes for a scarecrow to frighten the blackbirds. Peter never stopped running or looked behind him till he got home to the big fir tree. He was so tired that he flapped down upon the nice soft sand on the floor of the rabbit hole and shut his eyes. His mother was busy cooking. She wondered what he had done with his clothes. It was the second little jacket and pair of shoes that Peter had lost in a fortnight. I'm sorry to say that Peter was not very well during the evening. His mother put him to bed and made some chamomile tea, and she gave a dose of it to Peter. 1 tablespoonful to be taken at bedtime. But Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail had bread and milk and blackberries for supper. The end. And that wraps up another episode of Club English. We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast from Club English. Don't forget to check out the other resources that Club English has to offer. Links to our blog, podcast, and YouTube page can be found at our main site, www.summit-esl.com. You can also send us questions, comments, or suggestions by writing to clubenglish@summit-esl.com. Until next time, take care and have fun learning English. Thanks for listening. As sure as the sunrise, I'll stand by your side. As sure as the day breaks, baby, I'll love you for heaven's sake.